to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show, episode 334. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. I have one of my co-hosts online with me right now, Mr. Hot Towel. How you doing, my friend?
How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Doing good. You guys can do the same thing Mr. Hot Towel did. Call in 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Follow along on Facebook on the Wrestling Call-In Show, on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In, email the show TWCIS999@gmail.com, join the website TheWrestlingCallInShow.webs.com. Great to be on the airwaves of Rant EM Radio. Tom, how was your week, man?
Oh man, it's going good, man. Just got my new iPhone 7.
Okay.
So, yeah, pretty excited about that.
How you like it, man?
It's just, it's different. I mean, it still looked the same as the iPhone 6. Well, I got the iPhone 7 Plus. I like the software.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you got the little, when, if you get a chance to go in there and play with it a little bit more, you got a little invisible ink you can use on your text messages on that phone, too.
Invisible ink?
Yep.
Oh, I forgot you're in the cell phone business, huh?
Yes, sir. So you have that feature there to play around with.
Okay, we'll have to talk to you more about this, dude, because we get off. I forgot you was a cell phone guy.
Let me add our second caller, Chris Green. How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? It's Dune.
What's up, man?
What's up, Mr. Dune?
Dune.
Tired.
Oh man, appreciate you guys calling in as always. Let's go ahead and do one thing first. I just want to say very, very quickly, Tank, we lost Tank this week, as we all know from listening to the Rant on Tuesday. I just wanted to give my condolences out to the family, condolences to Phil Ray as well. Phil took the news hard. We all took it hard.
Oh, yeah.
Tank was always one of those guys who was always there for you, you know, regardless of what the situation was, man. So, you know, Tank, we miss you. We love you. We'll see you on the other side. Guys, tomorrow is not promised to you. So if you have any beefs, anything out there that you need to squash, please squash it. Life is too tough to be sweating the small stuff, that is for sure. If you guys want to call in about wrestling, if you guys want to call in, you know, say anything about Tank, please feel free to do so. 706-993-4606 is that number to call in. The first thing I want to talk about is not wrestling related, however. First thing I want to talk about, and I'm kind of mixed emotions about it, them damn Patriots.
They got a system for that ass. But first, before we go on, I just want to say Tank just had a good spirit. And like I said, we'll see you on the other side, man. For real. But yeah, the Patriots do.
Oh god, man.
They got like four backups.
I got a question.
Sure.
You know, everybody says, you know, Brady's great. Is it as much of Brady's greatness or Bill Belichick's greatness?
And Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick just now. Proved it.
He just proved it.
This dude, you could put Tom Brady on the Bills and he'd probably be horrible.
this dude, the one with Brady Garoppolo, or as they say on ESPN First Take, Jimmy G. And now you don't want. Now, I'm glad the brother run, don't get me wrong. I'm happy to see that. But he was the first black quarterback to ever start for them. Am I correct in saying? I think I am.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. And the brother got a victory, so.
They just got worried about the Steelers.
Well, let's also keep in mind, too, they hadn't really played anybody yet except for the Cardinals. And I don't think the Cardinals took them serious.
Well, I don't even really count these first three weeks of the NFL season since they changed the way they practice. You know, they don't play practice football like they used to. So it takes about, 3 weeks for teams to start clicking together.
Yeah.
What, you talking about the Patriots?
I'm talking about the NFL in general.
The Patriots are going to always click together no matter what. They got a fucking system that nobody just can't fucking beat. How you going to have your third stream quarterback?
Man, I think Bill Belichick's either telepathic or something, or they got
no, it just fire it gears. Just they probably learned it from Tom Brady too. they've been behind Tom Brady for a while, right? So they know, just like Aaron Rodgers was behind Brett Favre.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me go to the chat real quick. Got Matt E. Legend in the chat. Matt E. Legend. Got Phil Ray in the chat as well. Thank you guys for being here with us tonight. I appreciate it. You guys are welcome to call in, talk about anything. You want to talk about some football? Want to talk tank? Want to talk wrestling? Please feel free to do so, guys. Go ahead, man.
I got some football question I just was paying attention to that. I guess, you know, this whole thing with Kaepernick and everything. You know, how they say, you know, he ain't a Patriot and everything. But I remember when the Patriots won the Super Bowl and Tom Brady didn't even go see the president.
That is true. That is true.
So how can people be like, you know, that is true. All this?
That you is know true. What I'm saying? That's the, and I remember Stephen A. Smith saying that.
President Obama?
Yep. Nope. Yeah, it was Obama. It was Obama. That was the first term, right?
No, that was... Yeah, the last time they won it, I think it was a couple of years ago.
Well, he should have because he ain't. Dude is from California.
He went on vacation with his wife.
Like, yeah. The whole team went.
Except for him. Because I remember Stephen A. Smith getting on to him about it, saying, respect the office.
You don't have to really respect the office like that. You feel me? If you go on a vacation, you go on a vacation. He can talk to Obama later.
But you're the whole, you're the franchise. I know, quarterback.
But, like, Obama wasn't probably even tripping off that. I mean, they ain't a big deal.
All right, you guys. I just, that's a good point, though, dude, man. Thank you for bringing that up, because it's like people forget that. And Matt E. Legend also said Tim Thomas of the Boston Bruins didn't go to the White House either. So there have been some cats that kind of, go for whatever reason or another. So,
but you're the face of the franchise. That's like John Cena not going to a damn charity event.
Yeah, we're gonna get into John Cena tonight. I'm gonna wait until Surfer calls in to get the Cena.
I've been off and on, like, out of the country a lot, but I just seen that video of Brock Lesnar beating that dude with one leg, man. What was it? I can't think of that dude's name. You know, he was a wrestler with one leg.
Oh, Zach Gowen?
Yeah, man, he beat the hell out of that dude, man.
Brock is fucking foul, bro. I swear, bro. He just don't care about nobody but his fucking self.
I mean, I guess what was the storyline back then, but I'm just curious, why the hell, who booked that, a guy
who
with
booked
one
that
leg?
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Vince.
And then they had his mom. Damn, when he was Vince. Getting carried out, his mom was like on the ramp. And Brock, man, that was just bad, man.
I'm chatting. I'm in the chat room right now. Got I didn't know Matt E. Legend was from Canada. I didn't know that. He's Canadian. I didn't know he was Canadian, man. Shoot. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool.
Does he got Kevin Owens' number?
He might have him on speed dial. You never know. You never know. He might have him on speed dial. You never know. Shoot, maybe get him to the rant, or maybe get Kevin to do this show. You know, if I know Matt got the hookup like that. I know he does. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get into the week that is wrestling. Biggest thing tomorrow, WWE Clash of Champions. You guys looking forward to this event at all tomorrow?
Nope.
He said no.
Let me see. I think I am a little bit. Because it's Clash of Champions. Mm-hmm. So it's a WCW.
It should be on a Tuesday, though, right?
Pay-per-view? No. Clash of the Champions. Yeah, sure, but like, I'm looking forward to it. There's like some good matches on there.
Let's go over some of the matches. Kickoff match. Alicia Fox versus Nia Jax.
It's going to be Nia Jax squashing Alicia Fox.
Again. Damn.
Nia Jax going to go over.
Yeah, I think so too. Sami Zayn versus Chris Jericho.
I would say Zayn going over Jericho.
I don't know, man. I think I'm taking
Chris Jericho going over.
I'm taking Chris Jericho.
Sami Zayn.
But Sami Zayn having spots, though.
Yeah.
He'll have his spots. He'll get that kick in. He'll get that he'll get his kick in his and his Mickey Mitchell driver in. He'll get
that match right there will be probably be going until what's the next big four pay-per-view? Survivor Series. Probably till Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Best of seven finals, Cesaro versus Sheamus.
Sheamus gonna win if Cesaro's coming to a SmackDown.
No, Cesaro should go to SmackDown. Sheamus, you said Sheamus going to SmackDown?
No, Cesaro's gonna go to SmackDown. Sheamus gonna win. He's just gonna be disgusted.
Okay. Yeah.
Cruiserweight Championship match. TJ Perkins versus Brian Kendrick.
I don't care.
Brian Kendrick.
I got a problem with this match. I really do.
I got a problem with who made them fucking champ. Who made this fucking dude champion? That was just fucking bad booking to me. I don't care. And I know I haven't watched it. I was like, damn, they could have gave it to the somebody else. Could have gave it to the black dude.
Oh, you know that ain't gonna
happen. Which one? There's two of
whoever. TJ Perkins, he's like, who's this fucking kid?
Look, my issue with TJ Perkins, it's not like we haven't seen him before. He was in TNA.
That's what the fuck I'm saying.
He was in TNA. It's not like we haven't seen the guy before.
Why didn't put,
And Brian,
what's his name? Eric Young is kind of like a cruiserweight, huh?
Yeah, I guess you can classify him as that. He's
Eric
close.
Young, he should have put Eric.
He has to lose some weight because I think the cruiserweights go to 205. So Young will have to lose some weight, man. But if Roderick Strong can do it, if he can do it, then definitely Eric Young should be able to do it too.
Is Neville in the cruiserweight division?
No.
What?
He should be too.
Yep. Yeah.
Neville.
Yeah, Neville. Yeah, put that belt on somebody else fast. Put on this fucking TJ Perkins person.
I mean,
I don't fucking know him like that.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
And then to make it, and look, I ain't got nothing against Brian Kendrick, but Brian Kendrick's 37 years old. I mean,
you I'm about to put it on him. So they're probably gonna put it on him. I'd rather put it on him.
Because what about if they're gonna put it on R-Truth or something just to be funny?
No, they ain't gonna do that.
You know that ain't gonna happen. But Kendrick, man, if they put it on Kendrick, that'll complete his feel good story. That can be the comeback story.
Mm-hmm.
That would complete his comeback story if they did that. So yeah,
like build these characters. Well, build him up. I mean, he looked like I don't know what gimmick he had. Yeah, no type of gimmick, TJ Perkins. I don't even like the kid.
Well, a lot of guys ain't got gimmicks now. I mean, I'm starting to notice.
They don't have just
wrestlers.
Just wrestlers. Yeah.
I mean, Swan is the only one that looks like he has some type of gimmick by the way he comes out to the ring. dancing and everything like that. So we shall see what they do.
As a black dude, how are you dancing?
Oh yeah, they got smiling black guy.
But hopefully, you do put it on Brian Kendrick. Like I said, get that comeback story completed, and then once you do that, then you can then the sky's the limit in terms of storylines opening up.
The only way I can see TJ Perkins doing something if he turn heel in the match and just beat the shit out of Brian Kendrick. If he get a match where he just beat the living shit out of him and did get disqualified and all that, then we'll see.
Wasn't Kendrick the one that trained Eva Marie? I think they're going to just give him the title for just
that.
Putting up with
her. They're putting up with her. They're putting up with her stupid ass. United States title will be on the line. Rusev is your champion versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is going to be your next U.S. champion, yo.
It depends.
Rusev's going to keep it.
And unless it's Wolfpack Roman, then.
Wolfpack Roman. Good, I'm telling you, I love this one. I love this feud between Rusev and Roman Reigns. It's a good feud.
I think
they should go all the way to Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Rusev crush.
But no, I think they're going to have a traditional Survivor Series main event this year, SmackDown versus Raw. Mm.
It better be a fucking good one.
Because in this card, you're going to have three titles change hands.
Yeah. Charlotte's going to lose.
That's going to stay on Kevin Owens.
Well, you can have the U.S. Championship change hands. You can have the tag team championship change hands.
Oh, that shit.
That's not going to change hands.
But you know why?
Break Demolition's record, then they're going to lose it.
Hmm.
But what? They need to see Vince or whoever. They need to focus on Gallows and Anderson a little bit more. They came in here red hot.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like, boom, like, they still got a tag team. They got a gimmick. They still got to get. What can
gonna
they do with them?
What can they do with them though?
Like, don't like have them. Okay, if they do that, give them the titles and let them whoop everybody's ass.
I think that's going to happen. But wasn't the guy from Demolition trying to sue WWE
for what?
What was it? You know that
concussions,
royalties, and concussion lawsuit.
Oh,
they ain't getting that shit.
No, I'm just saying. But they can get a big middle finger. Take that longest tag team title reign away.
Yeah.
And then they don't even talk about Demolition
but
no
that's
more.
No,
take it away from.
But that's just petty, though.
They did it to AJ?
They did it to AJ. They really did.
Yeah, that's AJ. You know how petty Vince is.
I'm still trying to flip my mind around the fact that you couldn't beat Roman Reigns. Now you're a world champ. Okay. I'm still trying to figure my mind around that. Tag Team Championship match, The New Day versus Gallows and Anderson. I'm going with The New Day, but I would not be shocked. And I'm kind of hedging my bets here. I would be shocked if Gallows and Anderson would win. I would not be shocked.
Yeah, they
wouldn't be shocked either.
But they keep bringing up that number. And you know, if you paid attention.
They did on Raw.
When they bring up the number, they break the thing, and then literally that week they lose after they break the record.
Right.
They gotta build Gallows or Anderson. They gotta build those two. They really do.
You can't let them be joked for too much longer.
The little stupid little lab thing they were doing, that was fucking stupid.
Yeah, it was dumb.
They should have came in there and just start. See now, I get a little bit racist. I might get a little racist. But I just would have had them just beat the shit out of New Day every time.
No, that's not racist. if they the game of watermelon like Brickhouse Brown.
Something like that.
Sir, that would have been bad, man. Oh my goodness, that would have been bad.
Rob Parker show up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Colonel Rob Parker. Oh my goodness. Women's Championship match, Charlotte, who is your champion, versus Sasha Banks versus Bayley.
I'm going to go Vince Russo booking and put him in a lingerie match, but
damn.
That's just me.
Damn.
I'm I'm sorry.
Put him in a puppies mess. Puppies!
Damn right. Almost thinking Charlotte then got butt implants, but she likes it kind of a little thicker.
Charlotte gonna go over in this match. I mean, she's a good heel champion.
You know what? Almost straight from traditional, conventional thinking. I'm going with Bayley.
Hell, that's too early.
I'm going with Bayley. I don't think it's too early, man. I really don't think it's too early.
It's too early. Oh, you know what?
I don't think so.
See, what I'll do if you do that, okay, get Bayley win, but Bayley loses in, like, the next pay-per-view.
Right.
Against Sasha. Sasha turns heel and beat her ass.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that could be a back and forth battle going
and
down.
And that can start a feud between those two.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's going to Mania.
Yeah.
But I could go to Mania, yeah.
And then the other feud will come out of it, I see, is Dana turning on Charlotte and they feud.
What you guys think about Dana Brooke?
Send her back to the minors.
Yeah. Or
fucking send her back to NXT.
Damn.
Fucking work on your gimmick.
Or have Emma come out and just beat her ass.
Yeah, we talk about that too. She ended up making her return.
Oh, okay. Wait till Emma come back.
We'll talk about that.
Now that should have been your heel champion. To me, that would be a great heel champion.
Hopefully, or she would have been a good henchwoman with Charlotte.
Yeah. Finally, Universal Title match: Kevin Owens, your champion, versus Seth Rollins.
I can kind of with Triple H interference.
Triple H interfering, beating the shit out of Seth Rollins.
Or they could pull the trigger because you know the ratings is getting pretty bad with Kevin.
Oh, the ratings. No, don't blame. See, that's what everybody blames.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
They're gonna use him as
a scapegoat.
Yeah, they're going to use him as he's treading the waters, and it's not him, it's just fucking America. What the hell is and all that other shit. And
I don't really see what Kevin Owens is going to feud with after that. Because if Sami Zayn's tied up with Jericho,
he has to hold that belt, and he's going to hold it. I mean, that's just Vince acting stupid. Vince know that you got the NFL and you got the debate.
Yep.
So you know you're going to lose either way if you get the belt to Seth Rollins or not. Seth Rollins ain't going to make no more
true
people.
There was a Kurt Angle interview this week on the Dan Libertard show. Kurt Angle there was a couple points I wanted to bring out. Says he took 65 extra strength Vicodin a day.
I'm surprised he alive.
Right now? he's still doing
that was back then.
That was back then. Doing the height of his career.
Kurt Angle been through a lot, though. 65, I was recently watching some Kurt Angle matches. He been through a lot.
Yeah.
Broken necks.
Mm-hmm. Broken necks. Him and Shane McMahon. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God damn.
Says leaving
Shane and him crazy.
Saying that he left WWE because of the fact they want him to work a full-time schedule.
Yeah, and he couldn't. I can see.
Yeah.
He got too many miles on him.
Yeah.
He got too many miles on him. And he can come back and probably talk to Triple H and be like, you know what, let me get a part time deal. Don't go strictly to Vince. Let me get a part time deal at NXT.
Now I want to ask the question. I just asked it in the chat room. Does anybody know if Brock won tonight? There was a house show tonight when Brock and Randy Orton mixed it up again, and I couldn't find any results on it.
So, I don't give up. Fuck who was. I fucking hate Brock Lesnar. I dislike him, not hate him. I dislike his ass.
There you go.
I heard Undertaker, the lights went out, Undertaker came
kicking him in the nuts. Kicking him in the nuts.
That would have been awesome. That would have been awesome.
Kicking
him
in the nuts to win.
All right, guys.
That's totally serious.
All right, guys. On line number 3, we got host of the Woody Reed Comic Book Show. We got Surfer. Surfer, how you doing,
cool,
man?
Surfer who?
Never heard of him.
I was going to steal a Silver Mega Bus. Steal his powers.
What's up, Surfer? How you doing, my friend?
I didn't know I was going to the circus tonight.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. This is what I want to talk about with Surfer on the air. First of all, Surfer, you're damn Patriots. That's the first day. And second,
what the league going to do when Brady comes back?
Oh, boy.
I bet you're going to lose this first game.
Hey.
That's what's going to happen.
I hope y'all ready for Pittsburgh. They're going to beat y'all up.
Where are we playing?
I think it's a couple weeks.
I said when. I mean, not when, where.
I think it might be in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, they're going to lose.
We got Pittsburgh, but don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. All right, Surfer. Another thing I want to get into it with you tonight. John Cena suffered his first clean loss on Raw or SmackDown in nearly 7 years. The last time he lost clean on either show was via pinfall or submission. 10-19-2009 in a match versus Triple H on Raw.
Oh, Triple H.
He's on the streak now.
Damn, Mr. Clean.
God. Mr. Clean. He lost clean? Against Dean Ambrose?
Yep. Did.
Oh, fuck that.
Three losses in a row now since he's been back.
Talk about Dean Ambrose lost clean to that fucking guy.
Yeah, the guy that got beat by
John Cena.
John Cena lost. I was so happy.
Hollywood Hogan wouldn't even did that shit.
I would never job out to D that. Fuck yeah. That. I ain't job out to D that.
He's about to shit out that.
And did you see? And did you guys see Dean Ambrose talking like he was king of the world after he beat Cena?
Hell yeah, he beat him clean.
He did like he was king of the world.
Did him with that DDT at the end and pinned him. That weak ass move, and he put him with that. Oh my fucking god!
It wasn't even like it's not as bad as when Del Rio kicked him in the head and beat him after that.
But
good
that's
US,
you know what? That's
run.
Del Rio though. But like, Ambrose.
But Cena had them amazing
mid-card
matches.
Upper mid card. You know, but it's just yesterday though that you can remember that Dean was white hot.
Yeah,
I remember like it was yesterday. Then
yeah,
he got
he
like,
was. And then I never liked a Dean like that.
And then he got
well,
that title.
Killed, sorry.
And then he got that title, and then
they killed Dean Ambrose momentum with that damn hologram, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I do agree.
With Bray Wyatt, Bray can't get right. Wyatt supposed to be a boogeyman and just get his ass whooped all the damn time.
I would have gave that shit to Bray or somebody else. Fuck
nah, man. Bray.
Clean went. Fucking damn,
Bray
bro.
Damaged goods.
I like Bray, but he just got to stay healthy, man.
Nah, because every time he get into a feud, get his ass whooped.
He always get jobbed out.
Yep. He like that woman that was on posting the Freaks and Geeks that messed with that guy with the guitar and got slapped.
Oh, man. But Kishi was on the chat, Duke's Wrestling Show. He answered a few questions. I'll take a few points out. Says it was good. He thought it was good that the Usos turned heel. I thought that was great, too. They definitely needed a change. Your cousin needed a change.
I kind of got an issue with that.
Why?
This whole racial thing. So they're bad guys because they're starting to act more black now.
Mm.
You know, they're wearing gold teeth and... You know,
well. Let me tell you something about some things about Samoan. Samoan is like the next thing to being black, especially out here, because I'm from California, and mostly they act like us, and mostly they just like one of us in California. That's how we treat them.
But
they like
I
the
got
closest
that.
Thing.
Go ahead. I said all they could have did was ran over America Alpha with Lincoln. It would have been better than them, you know.
That goes. Yeah, that would have been
yeah,
we did
oh,
it
man.
For ourselves. It would have been a lot better instead of, you know.
Yeah, what we got. He also, Keisha also said he approved the brand split, and says Roman has a lot on his shoulders with Vince, but he is given 110% when he goes out there.
He does, and people don't give it to him. They keep talking about, he's fucking weak, and okay, he ain't that fucking weak.
Nah, I like Roman.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with Roman. Nah. That's wrong with Roman. It's just not people on the rant, just other fans. Fucking Roman sucks. Why do he suck? Because he just sucks.
like I said, I think he just, everybody seen it when he got the Superstar of the Year when he went out with the Hernia.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was it. If they would have left that alone, it's just, he would have been the top babyface right now.
Yeah. I admit, I got an autographed picture of him. You know.
I like Roman. Ain't nothing wrong with Roman. Wolfpack Roman.
Yeah.
I still think he can't talk. But yeah, you know.
But how the roster can't talk.
He can't fucking talk. Man.
But that goes on the writers with scripted promos. Instead of just letting them be whoever they are.
No, you know what? I think Vince keep having down scripts. Vince promo. Hand written down. You gotta say this tonight.
Whoever wrote.
Vince McMahon hand written promos.
Now, I got some more news for you, Surfer. Tamina Snuka is getting close to her return, according to her Twitter feed.
Yeah, you got that number ready for me, man?
Surfer
wanna rub her knees down.
No connection to that, girl. She ain't part of the Smoke family.
I don't know. What could her role be when she comes back?
Wouldn't it be funny if they fed her to Nia Jax?
Oh, no. See, that would be scam.
What is she coming back to?
You know what? Actually, to rejuvenate her career is hold her back for a minute. Mm-hmm. Let Nia Jax run through everybody and then let Tamina come out and they have like a good feud between each other. That's what I'd do if I was WWE.
So we're going to promote Samoan on Samoan Crown.
Yeah. Just a lot. And like redo her whole character.
It's being said, Surfer, she's coming to Raw.
And she'll probably become a backup to somebody. They won't let
unless
she can be Sasha Banks' muscle.
Hold her out.
Or she could
be with Sasha Banks when Sasha Banks turns heel.
Right.
Yeah. Her muscle.
That could work.
She had two big Samoan girls getting Nia Jax too.
Yeah.
Y'all work for me now.
She's the boss.
I'm the boss.
The boss insurance posse. Like Shawn Michaels.
Gonna get power bomb.
I kind of feel sorry for Alicia Fox.
I do too. She gonna get trucked again, man. Again,
Stone Cold Alicia.
She's still tripping over Wade Barrett, man. You know, she ain't all up.
even though Wade is gone, she's still tripping.
Mm-hmm.
She's still tripping. Cody Rhodes, or Cody Reynolds, I should say, can't use the last name Rhodes because WWE has registered it. His wife, Brandy, can use it because she never used it in the E, and WWE doesn't own it on her part.
But Cody, hell no. But Cody WWE needs to shut the hell up. As far as I know, he's Cody Rhodes. That's his damn dad's name, not WWE.
It's like... But yet still, TNA used it in some off-camera shoots.
So WWE being petty, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Being real petty, I think. They're also considering a shooter stable for SmackDown, depending upon if they can get Shelton Benjamin to come back. It's being rumored that the stable will include Benjamin, Jack Swagger, and Dolph Ziggler.
That'd be good.
SmackDown?
Yeah. Be a stable on SmackDown.
That'd be legit.
Yeah. Java Junkie's in the chat. He says Sasha don't need anything else. I didn't realize Sasha was as small as she was.
Yeah, she's tiny.
Yeah. I didn't realize she was that small. I thought she was a little bit bigger. Couple of rumors going on in WWE right now. I got these from various sites. Take them with a grain of salt. WWE has kicked around the idea of having the women headlining the pay-per-view, much like Sasha Banks and Bayley did.
Why not?
What would the name of this pay-per-view be, and who would be the sponsor, though?
It'd be, Dove. Not Dove. Damn.
McDonald's.
With Trojan or something.
Who said McDonald's?
Me. They never got McDonald's sponsor, huh?
They're gonna get churches for that one.
Churches, yeah.
Oh my goodness. And speaking of Emma, I think it was you, Hightower, that brought Emma up. She made her return last week. It looks like she's being brought to Raw. It doesn't mean she'll be on that brand when she returns, but it's highly likely that she will be a part of that brand.
I'll put her on SmackDown.
I would too.
Her on SmackDown and she fucking beat the shit out of Becky Lynch and become champion.
What were you saying, Surfer?
It's they're gonna team up with what you call him again?
Charlotte. I thought.
Yeah, I think
Charlotte.
That's too much.
That, to the curve.
No, that's too much star power. That's too much star power for the women. Because Emma, to me, Emma is like a player now, like a big player for the women's division.
Right.
I'll put her on SmackDown with Becky Lynch. Because who you got? Nikki Bella?
Eva Marie's going to win that belt.
No, Eva Marie.
Don't even say that, fellas.
She will come in, hit her with that sledgehammer, with the pedigree, and this will be over.
That'll
be. She's going to promo everybody. She's going to be like, y'all told me I couldn't wrestle. Now what you think, bitches?
That's going to make two people on this network very happy. Randy and Dante. Very happy.
We need to get him on the Mike Dante. How much money would he think it'd take to get him on?
I don't know, man. But that dude, man, he'd be like, you don't have it. We got into it on Facebook. I can't stand a girl. And getting tells me you don't have any respect for the Red Queen. Queen. Last I checked, she ain't with no titles.
Hell no.
Queen.
That sound like when LeBron James first came in and they gave him the title King and he won nothing.
Java. You got the title King James because because his name is James, yeah. And so they call him King James. That had nothing to do with.
He ain't won nothing, man.
You can't get no nickname. Okay.
You can't get no money. You got to earn your nickname.
Java Junkie on line number four. How you doing, my friend?
I am absolutely blessed, especially right now. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call and bearing with me. I know you're going to. First of all, Surfer, what's up, brother?
Do not be long-winded.
How you doing?
I'm playing with you.
Don't be long-winded. Kiss my ever-loving ass. Anyway. Look, just because I'm the whitest spoon in the drawer don't mean nothing, okay? Anyhow, point is this, okay? Tying into what you said about, quote-unquote, King James, homeboy ain't shit.
Oh,
I agree with you. Now, I've hated LeBron James. Now,
LeBron is one of the greatest players ever. Trust me.
Surfer trolling.
I'm not trolling. When he retires, he's going to be one of the greatest of all time.
Hell no.
He's going to be the fifth greatest.
You know what? Let me, real quick. Hold on, Java Drunk. Okay. Not really taking, would Chester taking advantage?
I like King James. He's going to be fifth best.
Because this man came in from high school.
Fuck him.
And was already putting up big numbers.
What the hell?
It took Kobe a couple of years to get to become Kobe.
Kobe
Well, hold on. Okay. Hold on. Let me hear Java Junkie, guys. Go ahead, Java.
Okay, let me say this. Surfer, God bless you. I love you to death. You know that. I'm your big fan. I'm your mark.
Appreciate
you. I mean, much love, brother. But anyway, like, here's the thing you got to keep in mind, is that if you remember, there was a Mission Impossible movie with Tom Cruise where they said that in order to have,
is this Jack Reacher?
No, none of that bullshit. Anyhow, in order to have a person to play off of, you need to have a hero. In order to have a villain, you need a hero, okay? And the problem... Oh, good God, what was that? Anyhow.
Man, demolition?
Yeah, I got some demolition for you. You play that shit again. Anyhow, in order for King James to be great, he needs someone to play off of, okay? And that applies to wrestling as well, okay? Now we have that with the guys, you know, Randy Orton, Dean Ambrose, whomever. It don't matter. You got all them dudes out there. Now, as to focus on the women, here's the thing: Sasha Banks don't need a mouthpiece. Okay, she don't need a bodyguard. That broad can either one talk for herself or two whoop someone's ass. You know what I mean?
It's not necessarily that what Sasha needs. It's finding a role for Tamina.
Right.
Well, see, here's the thing too.
She doesn't talk. She's just you know, mean, and like, it's overkill if she came out with Nia.
Yeah.
That's overkill.
But I'm saying they feel a boss, like a mafia boss always has henchmen.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, you know, it's all great to have henchmen and all that stuff, but Sasha don't need that. They don't fit with her thing. No. Whether she's heel or she's face, it doesn't fit with Sasha. Okay? Excuse me. With Ric Flair, it fit to put him in with Tully and Arn and Ole and whomever else.
I say to that, we haven't seen heel Sasha on the big show yet.
Right.
Yes. If they could tweak her character from what she looked like in NXT.
Now, here's the thing, too. You know, in addition to that, Surfer, is that, you know, it don't really matter. Oh, it wasn't on the big screen. It don't matter if it was on the big screen. Now, is there a difference between NXT fans and WWE mainstream fans? Yes. It absolutely is. I mean, anyone that says there isn't is a complete moron, or they don't listen to this network. Now, here's the thing to keep in mind. Here's what you do with Sasha. Leave Sasha alone. Let her do her thing. You tell her, Sasha, here's your $400,000 a year. Do your thing. We'll tweak you a little bit as we see we need you to, but just do your thing. Just shut up, leave her alone. Now, as far as Tamina is concerned, is this. Here's what you do with Tamina. Okay? You take her and you put her in the same position you did with Rhino. Okay? Rhino ain't saying squat because, I mean, this was covered, I believe, by Scott and Phil on their show. When they were doing the, you know, tribute to Tank, and God bless you, Tank. She don't need to talk. She don't need to do nothing else. Let her just beat the snot out of some broads.
That's what she's been doing.
Yeah, just let her keep doing that.
What are you talking about?
Tamina.
Oh, Tamina here.
Yeah, just let her do her thing. Just put her off to the side. Say, hey, look, when we need you, we'll pull you up. But for right now, what we need from you is this. Okay? Leave it at that. Leave the young lady.
So she can fight Nia Jax?
No. In fact, even tag her with Nia Jax, but the problem is with that is that there's not enough women on the mainstream WWE system to put them in a tag team.
And not even the tag team, you got to put them against that's like a WrestleMania match.
No. See, the problem with that is that there's nothing
Royal
in
Rumble,
it.
Rumble, at least.
Okay, there ain't nothing in it. And why? Because here's the thing, too, is
Ooh,
that...
Okay, time out. Let me say something. Who can face Nia Jax? Nia Jax is hella big. Who can really, like...
Yes, she
fight,
is.
Fight her. And I think well, that person well, will be know, to me.
We know Asuka to beat her.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing, too. Take that
Nobody
and
cares
say,
about Asuka okay. right now.
Hey, hold up.
I care less about Asuka.
She needs to learn the mic. One of them oral massages.
Wait. I'm sorry. Whoever else is going to say something, give me just a quick second. You don't care about Asuka? Fuck you.
She's ugly, and I don't like her.
Hold up. Like I said, man.
Hold on. You're ugly too, but I still like you. So.
and then don't forget Williams' girl. She'll come up at some point. And she
will. Yeah, Williams' girl.
My baby, Ember Moon. Ember Moon, my baby.
No,
sir.
Oscar,
yeah, she's gonna do something.
Oscar's my future baby mama. So you need to check yourself.
I'm sorry.
Like I said, man, a bunch of oil and a massage.
Pretty attractive. I mean, yes.
I don't like Japanese or Chinese women. I like Vietnamese women or Kidanese or
well,
Cambodian.
I love all women because I'm so desperate, I don't care.
I like Indonesia you put in front of me.
and quite frankly, you and I need to talk about the whole Michael Jordan thing and the whole Ember Moon thing. But we'll get to that some other time.
Okay.
You sick bastard. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm a sick man. Java, I'm a sick man. I can't help it.
Oh, you can help it, but we'll find a woman for you, and if I have to pay her $20 an hour, well, we'll just see.
Speaking of $20 an hour, I saw somebody post on there they was rolling to make a financial transition to get laid.
Whoa.
Was it come on,
stop playing.
That must have been
from Rage's page.
They wrote that on Facebook.
That must have been from Rage's page. Did I guess correctly?
Come on,
Ali,
you had to say his name.
Bump it.
Wait.
I'll leave my crazy partner alone. Okay.
Now, hold on. Now, Rage ain't perfect, but he's still a good guy. And he's absolutely entertaining. And quite frankly, we wish we could be half the dysfunctional he is. However, he's not here to defend himself, so let's jump on him. Come on. Let's hear some other stuff.
You know, he tagged me in a post. Yeah. Say he's going to take my advice because I've told him, man. Hey, do what you got to do.
Now hold on, I
talked about taking up a collection for the man, but
now hold on, Surfer. You and Rage are like Ike and Tina Turner for like ever. Okay, seriously,
Ike and Tina.
I mean, there's the whole thing about now. Tony, are you there? Tony C.
Not yet.
Okay, he's not here yet. Yeah. But
we haven't Beetlejuiced him yet.
Yeah. Well, Tony C. Now, point is, if you remember that whole famous line about y'all talking about Ike Turner and the whole Ike World Order and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you all got into all that shit. Okay, now let's bring this back to the women's wrestling for just a moment. Okay, let's bring it back. Bring it back, like Dr. Phil. Okay? We've got Ember Moon. We've got all these fantastic young ladies that can whoop, quite frankly, all of our asses in a bar fight. But, oh, hold on a second. Man, I heard that it is now a free woman. Oh, good God, Will. Get over yourself.
That's what I
heard. Anyhow,
that's what I heard. Point is,
I don't want to hear all that stuff. No, if she's a free woman, no. Because now Surfer's going to snatch her up, dude.
Snatch who up?
That won't happen,
Ember,
sir. I won't
let Ember Moon.
I won't let that happen, sir.
No, that's William's woman. I respect William enough not to.
No, you.
Thank you, sir.
Surfer wants Nia Jax or Naomi.
Oh, I can't blame him on either of those two.
I'll take Ember Moon. I'm sorry, Will.
Now,
I said I would take Ember Moon. Just, you know.
Now, I think
that's first dibs.
Now, getting back to the whole women's wrestling thing. Now, I'm a huge fan of women's wrestling. Now, my whole particular thing is wrestling from the 40s, the 50s, whatever. So, obviously, I got into this network through Phil and Dave and then Phil and Scott. But you got to keep in mind, them broads, they can whoop some serious ass. Okay, you look at what what's that woman's name? She came in with S.A. Rios,
Lita.
Amy Dumas. Lita, thank you. Look at what Lita did before she jacked up her neck really bad. Okay, yeah. She was doing her karanas that were technically perfect.
Yeah.
Technically perfect. I mean, you would see those her karanas, and you would just be like, "Marry me now."
Lita was always Lita wasn't somebody that came in from some other profession and converted to a wrestler. She was already a wrestler when she came in.
Right.
No.
She was trained by, I think it was Silver King.
Oh, she was getting trained, all right.
Oh yeah. There's the whole story on that one. Was that Mr. Hightower?
The thing is,
Doom.
Current crop of women.
Oh, hey, Jim.
The current crop of women, a lot of them came into this business wanting to be wrestlers and wrestle other places, and then they're more willing to do moves that some of these models who became wrestlers wouldn't do.
Right.
A lot of them are bouncing up against ropes and doing stunts. But these people, they're really hitting each other.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing, too, is that when it comes to wrestling when I approach wrestling, this is how I look at it, okay, is that when I first saw it, I watched it on American Forces Network because as a child, I lived overseas, my dad worked for the Army, and I watched Randy Savage.
You ain't from the Middle East, are you, boy?
Oh, motherfucker, I will jack your shit up. Shut up. No, we were in Southwest Germany at the time.
There you go.
Anyhow, so I watched.
What part of Germany?
Just outside of Stuttgart.
Oh, because I was stationed in Schweinfurt.
A little German?
I know. I can cuss you out in German if you want me to, motherfucker.
No, I'm just asking. Did you speak German? That's all I mean.
I speak very little. I had developmental issues as a child, so I mean a lot of the language thing didn't really work all that well. But anyway, the point is this: I watched Randy Savage beat the snot out of SD Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he beat him like he owed him money. Okay, great. Now, my grandfather, who lived back here in Detroit, would send us tapes, and he would send us, you know, stuff like that. And I would see people like June Byers and, you know, ladies like that. And it was just like, you would watch these women beat the unholy hell out of each other. I mean, they honestly whooped each other's asses.
Well, the women, there wasn't many of them back in the day.
Yeah.
It was a rarity when they did wrestle.
It was a small handful of them.
Yeah, and here's my point is that this. Okay, you take your people like your Nia Jax and your Tamina, okay? You put them in certain positions, and you say, okay, Tamina, we have issues with you. We're going to put you in NXT for right now. You be the snide of them broads there. Miss Jax, you beat the broads out of, you know, their asses on SmackDown. We'll put you there for right now. Okay? But here's the thing.
Don't SmackDown.
I'm sorry?
I don't think they would put her on SmackDown.
It don't matter. Put her wherever. Okay? I'm just saying, for example. All right? You put them in those positions, and this here's the thing. They don't. Raw is not necessarily the big show. It's just the fact that it's on Monday nights, and it's there. And they hype it up. They do all this other stuff, and oh, it's Monday Night Raw. It's our best show. It sucks. I haven't watched a Monday Night Raw in God knows how long.
I favor Monday Night Raw a bit more than they do SmackDown. Like, we all remember when SmackDown was way better than Raw, what they was putting on, what product they was putting on TV.
Oh, hold on a second, guys.
Go ahead, man.
And that cost Heyman his job because they didn't like the fact that he was out.
Guys, I gotta let you go. I got another call coming in.
Thanks for calling in, man. Is he on a flip phone? That sounded like a flip phone.
It sounded like it sounded like it was on silence.
Flip phone. Hey, Will know his cell phone stuff, so he runs a flip phone probably.
Sound like a flip phone. Ain't nothing wrong with a flip phone.
Yeah, it is.
It is. What's wrong with
it? No, it's not.
Oh my God, flip phone. Only old people should have a flip phone like you, surfer.
Get the old Alcatel phone. Got that old Nokia flip phone. Oh man.
You know what, Hightower? You lose points for that.
You lose points, man. You don't lose points, dude.
You probably got a flip phone and you got a surfer, you don't have no flip phone, huh?
You got the old Nokia phone.
Yeah, you got that.
No, I don't know old Nokia.
I know you got an Android phone. You gotta have an Android phone, I know that. At least.
Yeah, I got an Android phone. But I don't use it for data. Cause I got a tablet for data.
Okay. I see how you did it, surfer. I see how you did it. According to the Wrestle Observer, it's noted that Devon Dudley may take a job as an agent with WWE. And Bubba Ray would work the independent scene as a single star. There's a video out there, and I didn't get a chance to put it on the call-in show page. But there's a video showing that Bubba Ray actually got in the same ring with Broken Matt Hardy. I thought that would be kind of interesting to see those two guys going at it.
Bubba Ray getting in the ring or Bully Ray?
Bully Ray, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That'd be kind of interesting to see him. Now, speaking of Broken Matt Hardy, there's already some talks that WWE wants him back once his TNA contract expires.
Yeah, they feel that character is worth having.
I mean, I don't want either one of them back in the E, to be honest with you.
Who, Matt Hardy or Jeff?
I don't want Matt or Jeff back. I really don't.
I see they go to
I don't know why they would bring Goldberg back, but you've been hearing that
forever.
Goldberg is old as hell.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's been wrestling the last 10 to 15 years. So what kind of shape would he be wrestling wise? He might be in shape physically, but that don't mean he got any wrestling moves down.
He's been working.
They can do what they did that one WrestleMania, just walk around for 5 minutes.
I mean, we got Brock. All he do is just throw people over his shoulder.
And juice.
Now, hold on 1 second, guys.
We know the Son of God's coming back at some point with his tail cut between his leg.
Oh.
Bad going to NXT.
He got humbled.
He gonna go take his ass right to NXT, like Phil said. Take your ass down to the minors. Start over again. Or put Triple H over. He's the one.
He's already done did that.
And Now, going back, I was going through my time feed from the other day, and Jazz, you guys remember Jazz from back in the day?
Yeah.
She is now your NWA Women's Champion.
Good for her.
She won the title 3 days ago, I believe, in a three-way dance. So she's doing her thing, and she's the NWA Women's Champion. I was amazed she even got the shot.
Is she in her 40s?
She's got to be mid-40s now. 45, 46, somewhere along that range, my age. Somewhere along that realm, yeah. She's got to be. And I said, good for her. Good for her. Hopefully she'll hold on to it for a minute. That thing had been defended right since Barbie Hayden lost it. Another item in the news, Jacqueline and Ivory will be included in WWE
2K17. Okay.
I was happy to see that. Big Ivory fan. She needs to be in the hall soon, if not this year, next year. Next year or the year after that, I should say.
She ever got in the hall yet?
No.
God damn.
That's what I say. She should have been in there.
She's going in the Hall of Fame just for being Mark Henry's man on TV. I mean, woman.
Awesome Kong will join the upcoming Glow Netflix series. So she's still in the news, making money after her failed WWE run. And speaking of big folks, Mark Henry just celebrated 20 years in the WWE. He made his debut on September 22nd, 96 versus Jerry Lawler at the In Your House pay-per-view.
He need to give him a title run or something.
He should have won that title instead of Daniel Bryan. I still say that.
Who?
Mark Henry. Because you remember he wrestled for it before Daniel Bryan did. You don't remember that? He wrestled for it before D-Bry did. And if you would have... Mark
Who
Henry.
Did?
Mark Henry.
Oh, well, yeah, he did.
And if you would have won that match, then even if we would have lost it the next night or that next week, at least he would have had it to culminate his career. He's a Hall of Famer regardless, though. To me, he's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
To me, he's a Hall of Famer. He's done a lot for the E, man. He's done a lot. I did put this up on the Wrestling Calling Show page. Nikki and Brie Bella on the cover of Muscle and Fitness.
Who's on the cover?
Nikki and Brie Bella.
Well, for what? One's artificial, the other one's...
They still work out?
It looks Nikki does. I don't know about Brie.
She just eat grass.
She just eats grass and fucking mushrooms, whatever the fuck she eats.
AJ Lee revealed her book cover this week for her new book coming out called Crazy Is My Superpower. All right, AJ. I do miss AJ, though. I do miss AJ.
Fuck AJ.
I do miss her, man.
Man, Jay Lethal about to take it back, man. You know, he's coming in.
She gonna leave Punk and then go right back to Jay Lethal.
Where Tony C at? I know he listening.
You just gotta say EC3 one more time.
All you gotta say is Hogan is one of the most weakest motherfuckers ever.
Oh.
Hollywood. Never heard of him.
Hollywood. Hollywood Hogan sucked. How about that? He sucks.
What a job of Magnus.
Did anybody see the new Legends thing with Kevin Nash and Scott Hall?
Nah.
It's pretty good. You gotta see it on WWE Network.
Check it out.
You know what I'm starting to see? It's like after a war, how history got rewritten. You know how everybody demonizes Bret Hart after the screw job. Mm-hmm. But basically, the Click won the war. Triple H moved into a position of power.
Of course he, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but it goes to, now nah, they're rewriting history, like, you know, back in
Brett the Brett was going to never win either. If Brett would have said, okay, I'll put you over, he probably would have been in the clique.
Yeah.
Right then and there.
No, they never was in the clique. They
had, but he probably, after that night, well, not, without leaving, but Brett could have been in that damn clique.
Nah, I don't think he wanted to be in that clique, man. You heard the stories, you know, how they were starving dudes. They did a lot of fucked up shit, man.
Hey, that's Triple H and Shawn Michaels, man.
Nah, that was before Triple H was a whole, he wore all the bags. Without
Triple H, Kevin Nash and
Scott Hall.
That's how it is.
Oh, no, Triple H ate a lot of shit.
Everybody had their clique, like, I have my little clique at my job. I'm gonna put them over, and I'm gonna trash everybody else.
But like I said,
Triple H allowed them to humiliate him like no other.
Well, he was the one that joined in that damn curtain call. That wasn't them humiliating them. They exposed the business when they did the curtain call. But if he would have never married Stephanie, I don't even think Triple H would have.
He worked his way out of that doghouse way before
he did.
Start digging into Stephanie.
Yeah, he really did.
Okay. Did he get a world title after? When did he get his first world title?
Before they started dating?
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't. When?
Yes, he did.
When did he get his first world title?
Listen, when they was dating on TV, that wasn't real. They started dating later on.
He never got? I'm trying to tell you. Oh, either or. He didn't get his world title run to, you know, after he... I believe, I'm trying to remember.
Well, he got his world title run because Stone Cold wasn't there, and The Rock was, you know, wasn't full time.
Like I said, would he still been in the company if he didn't ever marry Stephanie? Like
no,
he was.
Of course not. He wouldn't be around. He wouldn't be a COO or whatever the hell he is.
Nope.
But he still dug himself out of the doghouse way before Stephanie.
Oh, I knew that. Well, what I'm saying is that I'm talking about made him the game or the big dog on the yard.
Now that might be attributed to him being with Stephanie.
Well, that kind of started once he took over DX.
DX, yeah.
Yeah, he was in DX, but it was I thought more of DX was because of the Rock and Stone Cold made DX better because they elevated it. You know what I mean? Like, him feuding with the Nation and The Rock coming into his own, Triple H benefited.
You got to remember, before he hooked up with Shawn Michaels on TV.
Yeah, he was the blue blood.
He was doing all kinds of humiliating matches.
Yeah, he was getting hit with the slop drop all the damn time. Well, no, I was saying was that, you know, he benefited more. I think he more rode the coattails of Stone Cold and The Rock than anybody else.
Who, Triple H?
Yeah.
Yes and no. See, everybody gives Triple H flack a lot of times. But Triple H he's his own man. I think he wasn't riding the Triple H was that third guy to me.
Guys hadn't left. The
most third populist guy, other than Mankind. Everybody say Mankind.
Nah, I put the Ministry of Darkness Undertaker in that third role.
Listen, guys left and opened up opportunity for him.
He was number four.
Okay. He was at least number four. He was before Mick Foley. I don't care what nobody say.
Me too. I agree that.
He was before Mick Foley. Mick Foley was number five.
He probably wouldn't be champion had Hall and Nash stayed around. Had
Sean stayed around.
Brett. Sean not left because of injury.
Brett
was going to leave anyway because Brett didn't understand the attitude there.
He started, but he didn't understand it. He hated
it.
Brett was being paid a lot of money, and the WWE couldn't afford it, and they talked him into walking from his contract.
Nah, Vince could afford it. Vince was being cheap.
No. They were being choked out by WCW.
Particularly on that contract. Ask
double A.
Particularly on that contract they offered him. Because that contract WCW offered Brett was huge. It was like three times more.
Bigger than what he was already getting paid in the WWE.
Yeah, it was like three times more than what he was already being paid. Be a damn fool not to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were throwing money. I mean, Shawn Michaels almost went.
My only thing with Brett was if he didn't understand. I don't think he understood the business side in terms of working with people. Because he wanted to drop the belt. He didn't want the screw job to happen, of course. He wanted to drop the next. He wanted to drop the belt in Detroit that next night on Raw.
That wasn't gonna fucking happen.
And that wasn't gonna doggone happen.
You should have asked to drop it. Buddy. It's all his fucking fault. His ass should have dropped that shit.
I gotta be like a devil's advocate with that one.
Go ahead.
They hated each other. Real life. Brett was whooping Shawn's ass in real life during that time. Yeah. And Shawn was on coke.
Yeah, but I've always maintained. I think the screw job was a work.
Maybe.
Probably was.
I don't know, because Vince did take a right cross.
But then also, y'all forgot when Stone Cold, Shawn wasn't trying to do business with a lot of people too at that time. Because you remember, The Undertaker was sitting in a gorilla position when Stone Cold first won his title. Mm-hmm. And if Shawn would have did some shenanigans, he was going to get his ass whipped coming into the gorilla position.
Yep. And then I would have whooped The Undertaker ass after that, too. I would have been.
What you mean?
Magically fucking appeared. Ain't nobody about to put their hands on Shawn Michaels. But
Bret Hart did. He ripped a couple of hair out. Bret whooped Shawn's ass up and down that damn locker room during that
fucking
time.
Fucking hate when Bret.
But like I said, Brett put over, but when Brett put somebody over, he put them over.
Man, but Brett was about self too, man. If you go back and listen to some of those shoot interviews with like Taker and Kevin Nash, he was about himself a whole lot, man.
What? Who wasn't for their self? He was top guy. Cena's for himself. Hogan. To be the top man, you got to be greedy, right? That's what I always heard.
Now Hogan, yeah, Hogan was
that's
for
why,
himself.
That's why I don't understand why people think that, like Cena's supposed to. They get mad he's not putting nobody over. He's in a top position. He's getting paid. If he allows himself to lose matches, then he goes down and he loses money. Why would you do that?
Cena don't lose money. He got like 20 damn T-shirts at damn ball. Because every time I went to a show, I was like, yeah, let me get a Cesaro shirt. Cena shirts.
if Cena went on a year-long losing streak, nobody's going to be buying his shirt.
We ain't talking about that.
They still fucking will. What the fuck?
No, they won't. The man's on a three-match losing streak now.
Surfer, I got a goddamn Cena fucking clock at my house. I get in my cut. Cena's everywhere.
Cena,
bro. He gonna still make money, bro. Even when he leaves.
Did you say a Cena clock?
Damn right. One I posted on the damn what's it called? And I was trying to get double A to mail it the damn surfer.
That's the funny thing about Cena. Everybody squares up and down. They hate him. He still gets the loudest reaction of anybody comes through that curtain.
Because he's been the man for the last 10 years, but. We'll go back to where was it at Jericho podcast when they were talking about Nexus and they was gonna put Wade Barrett over and Cena didn't put him over.
But that was a very good fucking call.
I'm talking about at the time. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't know it then though.
Yeah. And I blame one of Wade Barrett's damn injuries because of damn Jack Swagger. Everybody always talk about damn Seth Rollins being reckless. Swagger up there, too. Because he put damn Ziggler out when he had that damn royal title run doing the super kick.
He did.
Jack Swagger, like, goddamn 7 foot tall doing a super kick is retarded.
Well, now the Swagster is on SmackDown. He's still going to be nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needs Zeb back.
He wasn't working with Zeb.
Yeah, it was. They killed that angle when Glenn Beck goddamn they apologized.
Well, fucking Glenn bitch. He got fucking mad. Fuck Glenn bitch.
not knowing that wrestlers are damn work.
Is knowing it's a work.
Get the frog out of here. Man, it's like I say, I've sort of kind of on the fence with what Surfer was saying on the screwdriver being a work, though, because it very easily could have been a work. But then the thing that makes me think it's not a, work, though, Vince took that right cross in the dressing room. Yeah. Bret Hart beat his ass.
Yeah,
so,
that still could be a work.
He should never lay his head.
He
was leaving.
When is stuff in the locker room ever reported like that?
That's true.
He was leaving, so he should have lost at home. No matter what, if he was leaving, he should have lost at home. Why the fuck would you think that you're going to win and you're fucking leaving, dude?
He said in his documentary, I wanted to go out there and leave with my head up.
No, that's not happening. No. That was me, I would have shot that nigga.
Hey, like I said, don't be a devil's advocate. I think Brett was more of a stand-up guy. I don't think he would. It was more for a lunge or blaze than anything else.
Brett was boring, bruh.
Nah, man. Hell no.
He was boring to me. No. A wrestler, very good wrestler. I swear, very good wrestler. But he was so dull. He wasn't like that damn, like
Stone
like
Cold Bret Hart feud.
Like that me actually watching wrestling like when like 1994, 1993, like looking at it when I was a kid, I'm like, this dude is boring. But and I that saw was Shawn Michaels, I was like, oh my gosh, that boy, look at Shawn Michaels all dancing and all the stuff, moving around and all shit. Like Bret Hart was a he was
a shucking the job. Yeah, he was a shucking the job. But that 95 to 97 Bret Hart, when he was there,
he was a beast, was
goddamn gold. Because I swore Canada and U.S. was about to go at it.
I always thought he was good. I thought he was always at his best in the ring. And you're right. 95 to 97 Bret, I agree with you on that. But the time beforehand, when he was outside of the ring,
he was dope.
Or he gave
but everybody was dope during that time.
I don't know, Shawn Michaels was up there.
But, yeah, he was dancing around and being charismatic. But hey, the Iron Man match was the shit.
That fool lost to two different styles.
Like, Bret was more of an old style technical wrestler. Shawn was flashy. That's what made it good. And if they would have put their egos together,
Shawn could be technical too, though. Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart knew. I give put this. Shawn and Bret Hart know how to tell stories in the ring.
Yeah,
completely 100%. I love them too when it comes to that. But Shawn is just way more charismatic and better promos.
But what was the problem? And we're not addressing the real issue with Sonny. That was the
moment it was probably hit.
Yeah. That was the damn problem.
Yeah.
Because they were friends.
That was probably the bestest friends, too.
And just as like every crime or hood movie, what always comes between two guys? A bitch.
Yep. But Sonny denied it, though.
Sonny a damn lie. She just said a whole bunch of stuff and denied it. She denied that she won't go do porn, right? You remember she came out and said, "Nah, I'm not going to do porn."
That's all she did.
And then she did a porn with the damn Hall of Fame ring on. So you can't trust what's coming out of her mouth.
She didn't just do porn. She did
anal.
No, not even that. But I mean, she did humiliating porn. I mean, he was choking her out. He choked the bitch out.
Yeah. Not even a sex tape. Straight up. Two guys in the same day.
Oh, man.
And got locked up this week.
Yep, sure did.
What's he get locked up for?
Sure did.
Breaking parole.
Not visiting her PO or parole officer.
What's your parole for?
DUI or DWI? Yeah. Real quick, TNA's got a pay-per-view coming up, too. TNA Bound for Glory, Impact Grand Championship Finals, Drew Galloway versus Aaron Rex, who we all know is Damian Sandow.
Sandow winning.
The World Tag Team Championship, the Decay versus the Broken Hardys. TNA World title match. Lashley, your champion, versus Ethan Carter III.
EC3.
And, oh, I forgot. Moose versus Mike Bennett.
I don't know.
They don't call the man the destroyer for nothing.
There we go with Lashley.
They shouldn't have never took the belt off of him in the first place. They only took it off because they went to that redneck station.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You can't say that. I watch that channel. They got that show Ghost Brothers up there. They at least gave some black
people. What channel are you talking about?
Destination America. They actually got some black dudes up there.
Chasing Ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter Cole.
It's just like how you said. It's pretty hilarious.
Hey, but they're on a better station now. They're on Dirty Pop.
Dirty Pop.
I never heard the term Dirty Pop before. What is that from?
Tony C started saying it.
Right. What is Dirty Pop from? Is that a candy or something?
Dirty Pop. Oh my gosh, the song suffer. Nobody cares what the pop song is. It's just a Dirty Pop. Instinct. I just told you that.
Oh, NSYNC.
Yeah, NSYNC.
No wonder I've never heard that shit.
Yeah, same here.
It wasn't in your time.
No, I knew about NSYNC. I ain't listening to that bullshit.
Surface boy bands was Jackson 5.
New Edition was the last one for me.
He said New Edition was the last
one. Surfer Boys. Not Surfer Boys. Oh, what's that damn?
No. It's
Beach Boys.
It was the Osmonds and the Jacksons.
Beach Boys.
No, the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys wasn't a boy band.
Surfer, did you just say the Osmonds?
Yeah, they were a boy band.
The 5 Heartbeats. No,
they weren't a boy band. You just laugh about the Osmonds, but I bet you know one of these songs.
I don't know none of these songs.
You don't. You never heard One Bad Apple?
Nope.
You've heard it. Nope. Because everybody hears that song and you think it's the Jacksons.
Who sing If You Don't Know Me By Now, You Would Never Know Me.
Well, she did a remake. That's Hal Melvin and the Blue Notes. I'll play it for you. Hold on.
Surfer got it on. He got it on.
Got a little old school tonight.
Surfer got it on cue.
Let me go. Hold on, Surfer. Let me get some Hennessy real quick.
I'm gonna look it up.
Oh man, Surfer got it on cue. Oh shit.
Now here it is.
Oh man. Yeah.
By that look on your face, girl. So I'm about to save me to your happy world. You need love, but you're afraid that if you give in, someone else will come along, suck into your game. One bad apple don't spoil a whole bunch, girl.
Oh, give it one more try before you give up on love.
Damn, that sounds just like Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
like
it was the Jacksons, and that was they got a lot of radio play back in the day because everybody mistaked them for the Jacksons.
Mm.
And you know, if you look on the record and they put all the producers on there, there's a name on there, Jay Jackson, and everybody thought Joe Jackson produced it.
Wow. Wow. Learn something new each and every day.
Damn.
Learn something new each and every day. Alright guys, it is 12:24. We got 6 minutes left. Any final thoughts and anything you want to get out there before we roll out for the night?
No.
I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah, brother gotta go to work tomorrow. Real quick, don't forget to check out all the fine programming on rantenradio.com. Start on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. with the Rant, Tony C. AA.
No, you got it wrong. It's Drew Anders.
I'm sorry. Drew Anders. I'm sorry. Yeesh. Then we look on to Wednesdays. Thumbstick Ninjas. I think it's going to be a repeat this week. Thumbstick Ninjas this Wednesday is at 9. Rant and Wrestling Thursdays at 9. Followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Brother Philly Phil and Scott. 9 p.m. this Friday night. Check them out. Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, is this fine show, the Wrestling Call-In Show. And to wrap up your week will be the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer / Jimmy Harvey.
Hey, man, don't call me Jimmy Harvey. Put respect to my name, man.
Respect to your name. Respect
to your name. Jimmy Harvey.
All right, Hightower. Think you did a little podcast last week. You can sass me.
Man, Hightower is a king, man. Breakfast with kings, man. Breakfast with kings. I got to check Hightower out. Breakfast with
Burger
kings.
King.
Oh.
Burger King. Okay.
Oh, they disrespect.
Comic. And then what?
The disrespect.
Fucking nerd.
So when you gonna have me on your show?
The disrespect.
Never. Nah, I'm meant to talk to you about that. Yeah, we do it like every month. So
I wanna be on too. I'm gonna have something to say.
So who's doing the pre and post show tomorrow?
Yeah, who doing that?
Me, you, sir.
Alright, I'm gonna come on there.
Caller in the 407. We all know who this is. What's up, man?
Goddamn right, I'm in the building. What the hell is going on?
Is that Hollywood Hogan?
Is that goddamn right?
You go to bed. Now you're gonna want to keep us up for the next 5 hours.
No, hell no. I just wanna know the goddamn, I'm on the line with the one and only Silver Putin, him goddamn self.
No, don't got on the air, please.
Hold on goddamn, in the goddamn, the injustices is going on right here, right here on radio. I've got to goddamn it stop. It has got to stop. It has got to goddamn it stop. Silver Putin.
Don't air my laundry out on the air.
You aired your own laundry out because you are abuse of power.
I didn't put it out in public yet.
Abuse of power. Abuse of power. Hashtag abuse of power. Hashtag Silver Putin.
You know.
Hashtag Silver Trump.
It's a burden.
We're going to build a wall. We're going to make the What Are You Reading comic book show great again. That's what we're going to do. We're going to build a damn wall around the goddamn What Are You Reading comic book show. That's what we're doing.
We're
going
to have Bob back with you, coach.
That's right. The injustices, the tyranny has got to stop. We thought we got rid of one goddamn tyrant. Here come another one just rising up. Goddamn. What the hell is going on around here? It's supposed to be a freak. So watch what the hell you want to watch.
It is a
freak. And now, no, the hell is not. Not according to the What Are You Ruling comic book show, it ain't.
You can do what you want. Oh, I'm not getting into it tonight.
Iron Fist. You got the goddamn Infinity Gauntlet on, and you got goddamn just slapping the shit out of people with it, don't you? You like that shit.
Infinity Gauntlet.
I'm going to start calling you goddamn Joe Surfer. There's one leader around here, the HNIC. Goddamn, Mr. Darnell got fired for goddamn picking up a piece of paper.
He didn't get fired.
Ain't this a bitch?
He got suspended.
So you get rid of people for picking up paper? Ain't this a bitch? I'm talking to Mr. Darnell. No one is the move, dude. It's hanging over the school problem. No one is the move.
Did you just suspend Jordan again?
No.
I just tell you what. You gonna get you don't give people the respect that is wrong, they're going to kick your black ass. Now, that's what you're going to do, damn it. Enough is enough, and it's time for a change. We vote for a change around here. All these damn dictators on these goddamn shows. Craig getting fired on the day off, still a boxer. I seen the video. It wasn't him, though. It didn't look like him.
Cold 10,
put the chains on the door. I'm sorry, little wrestling call-in show audience, but this stuff has got to stop. This dictatorship has got to stop.
Listen to Surf.
Fucking Black Hitler. Black ass. Black Eric Bischoff.
Yeah,
abuse of power.
Abuse of power.
Fire me. I'm already fired. Damn it.
Fire me. I'm already fired.
Exactly.
And if they cut the feet off and come back, you're going to be naked.
It's all right. He will be naked. Hashtag white co-host lives matter. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, man.
Damn it. Hashtag that. Man, we need to trend that across the world. Hashtag Caucasian co-host bad lives matter.
Hey, I'm going to start kneeling.
That's right. I'm going
to kneel.
Damn right.
Kneel.
Because this is not fair.
Kneel.
It is not fair.
Kneel before
we are in the land of the free. And we have the right to watch what the hell we want to watch. And if we don't agree with some shit, you can't lose your goddamn job behind it.
Kneel before server. Kneel before server.
That's like goddamn the coach of the year, offensive coordinator of the year getting fired. What the hell in the middle of the season? What the hell? I'm just a goddamn position coach, coordinator of the year. Shit. Dictator.
Yeah, what you talking about?
Kneel before surfer.
Yeah, Dick. First name Dick, last name Tater. Like damn Dr. Claus, goddamn Inspector Gadget.
Last name is Dick, first name is Humongous.
No, it's Dick fucking Tater.
He suffered General Zod.
Kneel before surfer.
Caucasian co-hosts matter. That's all I'm going to say. Hashtag that shit. Because it's bullshit. Bullshit. I'm at the highest extent of bullshit. Look at this. Tyranny going on around here. Double A, you got to stop this. Okay? If you listening somewhere, you got to stop this. You got rid of goddamn one tyrant, and then here come another one trying to damn swing his goddamn weight around like you got the damn Joe Clark suspending people and firing them. Damn it. This is unfair, and we're not going to take it no more. Damn it. We need sensitivity training or something. Goddamn it.
Sensitivity training.
I'm contacting the goddamn HR office of the EMA radio, goddamn it. I'm
taking
not going to stand for this.
Rabinowitz.
Goddamn Rabinowitz, Rabinowitz, and Rabinowitz will be hearing from my black ass. This is some bullshit to the highest extent. William, I'm sorry.
No problem,
I ain't mean to, goddamn it. But hey, stuff got to be said.
No problem, man.
Some stuff got to be said. And I just want to call in and give my peace. And I'm going to let y'all go back to y'all show. The hashtag, White Caucasian Lives, co-host matter. It's going to take a knee.
Uh-huh.
Later.
Thank you, Tony C. Take care, dude. Tony C making his annual, his normal run in before we roll out. Appreciate that, Tony C. Anybody else got anything before we roll out for the night?
No, I'm good.
If there's nothing else, we want to say thank you for all you guys calling tonight.
Oh, guys, I'll be coming on, sir, for tomorrow if I can come on, sir.
Yeah, me too. We'll talk about S.H.I.E.L.D.
What show you talking about?
Comic book show.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, not the comic book show.
Are you going to call the comic book show?
You coming on tomorrow, Tony C?
He's already gone. Colin, what are you reading if you can, man?
Yeah, we'll try tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Got some shows coming. Already got Shield on, so definitely call in.
Is it going to be a Luke Cage special?
I think so.
September the 30th.
For Luke Cage? Yeah, some on a network special.
I might just fold it into a Sunday show.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's do nothing else. Thank y'all for calling in tonight. Thank you for everybody in the chat. Thank you, everybody, calling in. I appreciate you guys, and I will see you again next week, same time, same place, right here on RantAaronRadio.com. Everybody, take care.
Kept secret that leaked in 05. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm seeing the closed eyes. You keeping them wide open, you bound to go blind. In a town not known for shine, a cosign. Just get to throw signs and cats who throw down. Hipsters thrown up. I stay south of downtown, far from the maddening crowd. My analog logarithm is bound to rockin' actual crowds, G. Put the G with the O-D, I ain't gotta spell it. So many stories in the C, go tell them. XP talk with them, me and J Cook for them. Let Candid kill them unmercifully. Emergency. The smaller the circus will be, the larger the perk. The shorter your circuitry, certainly. You need to fuck with me, cause hearing me is gonna make you wanna hustle harder.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull or show you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.
Get up and get your getting gold going. It's all possible, partner. You gotta hustle, hustle hard, hard. Muscle, muscle, hog, hard. Plant your seeds and harvest. Oblivious to obstacles, it's obvious it's hard. Start at the first chapter, mash and mash that verse. Learn how to bag it up, then get your paper. Smile and leak of blood. Two-step in my loafers. Kinda bipolar, so I'm doing it for both of us. Grinding your endeavors, the era is just a speed bump. Ain't much new up under the sun. It's all a rerun, run.
Your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody fool or show you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.
Okay, what good is being froze for a minute if your soul isn't in it? You cold chilling, but you know we don't feel it. This that grown folk, separate the pros from the chilling. I fly, I can drive a photo on the ceiling. Nigga, I'm high, if you don't smoke, don't hit it. Wait, let me humble myself, composed on the pivot. But I never back down on my toes, on my business. We more clever than that now. Chicks blow me kisses, blow me in an instant. Bow me with the incense. I would think they love me if I didn't know any different. I'm trying to get this money, my nigga, we on the mission. But it's more than that, we're trying to change the flow while we living. It's more than rap, them dark forces at your back. So let your light shine, we can't afford to slack. They say, like minds that are great, think on the same page. Now tell me what your ink say, hey, come on.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull or show you. Hustle farther. Play your game, don't let nobody.
I got this. Now what's it gonna take to make these passing moments great? Can't sit at home and marinate, it's time to slip away. I'm trying to fade them on, I take the cake like Grand Brulee, you need it too. Maneuver through the rain and violent hues, motivate a molecule, you see the truth is in the stew. And the proof's behind a break, a little taste of how I do. They can hate, I'm Papa Dukes, I do this for my baby Blue. Different strokes for other folks, suppose this ain't your cup of juice. Some of the tea, I'm sucker free to eat his own, we gon' feast, my homie. We the elite, it's the third is complete. Ain't no pizza how to reach, ain't no goal we can't achieve. You see the souls of my glaze have strolled a million miles at least. Before the Chuck T's and Adidas laced my feet. Been undefeated by the streets while many fall beneath the scenes. I'm at the mercy of the wind, and I'ma be this fly forever. May my aim be justified and glorified in life and death. Let them hear ya.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull or show you. Hustle farther. Play your game, don't let nobody run nothing on you.
Shh.